This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. As we do, let's go ahead and commence this week. Hopefully the last week of pain for me by speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I know you haven't... What, did you get your back lengthened today again?
Yeah, I've got two more. Yeah, but I had it done today.
I was thinking of the people who aren't the ninjas, our neighbors that have just recently adopted firearms. I was reading an article by our colleague Cam Edwards. He's got relatives in New Jersey, and he's saying that the applications for a firearm in New Jersey, over 130,000 of them so far this year, have increased more than 2.5 times compared to last year. And now those tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands actually, are waiting for their sheriff to say, oh yes, I think you can have one and you can have one and everybody gets one except you, but not you, but not you. But yes, because that's a may issue state. You have to show that you have a demonstrated need before you're allowed to get your handgun permit. Now, you can get a shotgun fairly easily, but not so with a handgun, and now there are restrictions on magazine capacity. And I was thinking about the things that you and I and the ninjas take for granted. I mean, we have 8 centuries of living with firearms, and but if your dad didn't teach it to you, if you didn't have uncles and relatives and friends that took you hunting, wow, what are you trying to do? Dive on the YouTube and figure out, how do I live with a gun?
Well, you know, I have thought about that. We've already seen indicators of that, with the New York City Police Department. Because the same thing holds true for the new gun owners, holds true for them. Because if they're from New York City, they didn't grow up with guns.
Good point.
And what they have done in order to get past that lack of training, they have that 12-pound trigger, the New York trigger, on their handguns. So, it has to be sort of a difficult learning curve.
Right.
But if it's just somebody around here, right, that is always disdain guns, and all of a sudden he's like, well, maybe I better look at that gun thing. It should be a fairly easy learning curve, I would think. I guess it just depends on where these acquisitions begin and start and occur.
Suppose that they used to live in New Jersey, they've moved into Pennsylvania, now they can get that firearm without too unbearable a process. Their sheriff doesn't need to demand that they show they've been robbed and are threatened or have been kidnapped. But who's going to tell them that, by the way, you want to keep... Now, of the first three things that come to mind, we can argue about the order. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. When you went and got your gun, you either needed to get a small bedside safe or... either at the gun store or at Walmart on your way home. because if it's not loaded, it's not useful. I mean,
right.
Who tells them that?
Well, it's
so obvious. You and I, we don't really hear arguments about it, but who's going to tell them? How would they know?
It's as sad as this is. It's a little bit like entering a parallel universe where everything looks familiar.
Yes.
Except there are different rules in place, and nobody knows,
nobody knows which universe they quite belong in. They don't know which rules apply. But if you're part of the gun community, you know that you want your self-defense firearm loaded and secured. It's on you, or it's in your gun safe.
Well,
now,
it's
loaded if it's in there, if it's your self-defense gun. Oh, maybe at night, yeah. I close that up because I'm wandering around to the bathroom. Kids can come into my room when I'm asleep.
Well, with me, I carry a gun in everywhere I go. In the house.
Right.
Outside the house. So what I have done is the first thing I did was I got to me, a gun safe is sort of telegraphing that you have those, right?
Oh, okay.
And most gun safes can actually get broken into in about 30 minutes.
Right.
So to camouflage what I have two big rolling toolboxes upstairs in the studio right here.
Okay.
That lock, right?
Right.
And, I've just got my guns stacked into one of those underneath drawers that contain camera equipment.
Sure.
So anybody that's starting with the top drawers is going to be looking for that. And now, of course, everybody's listening to this. I just gave it away. But I'm not giving you my address. Nobody gets my address.
When my friends would get a new firearm, I would give them a new bedside safe. It's half the size of a briefcase.
Right.
It's got a cable that, you use it to connect it to the bed. But that way, at night, if they're asleep and one of their kids walks in the room, it's safe and they can get to it in about 5 seconds. And then who's going to teach them how to manipulate their firearm? Tell them, oh, that trigger finger. Yeah, it really goes here, like this, way up there on the frame, all the time until your sights are on the target. And they're going, how do they know that? Who's going to tell them? Who's going to help them practice? So there's so many things that we've learned in those 8 centuries of being around guns that we're responsible all the time for where our gun points. Bill, if you could pick up a drop firearm, the person sitting next to you has a seizure or something. For some reason, a firearm comes out of a holster. You could carry it through a packed restaurant and never pointed at anybody. You'd be entirely comfortable walking, either taking it into the kitchen, taking it outside. But you know how to carry your firearm in your hand when you need it, and even a gun that you need to pick up and transport. You can do that, keeping the muzzle from pointing at anybody. But who's going to tell them? How do they know they need a holster, Bill?
Well, it's, hopefully most everybody I know would, even the ones that, me and you, we still go out and practice and take training and everything. Hopefully they have enough, enough foresight to say to themselves, right, I need to take some lessons, get some training, ask some questions.
Here's hoping that the gun community is still strong enough in those areas that they get some great answers.
There you go. Tell everybody how to find what you do.
My writing is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I put out once a week self-defense gun stories, and I'm the co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Those are both once a week, and here, first thing Monday, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the militia line, the loose, Providence, Reformation, name it. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse.
Bill, we could go on with that long list of things that new gun owners have to learn, but this is an election year, and I'm struck at how much elections matter. We look at Seattle, where the city council said we're going to defund the police. It was a 7-1 vote, I believe. And their prosecutor said, oh, yeah, the looting and rioting. No, we're not going to prosecute the people who did that.
Yep.
So you get more of what you reward, and that means people get to steal and go unpunished, or at least uncorrected. That's become the rule recently in California because they said anything less than $950, we're not even going to bother to prosecute.
Yep.
So stores have essentially had to let people in one at a time. You could say they hired local gangs to, you know, stop shoplifters. Often they get in mace wars with people who try to shoplift. And of course, the price for merchandise soars because anything stealable will be stolen. That came to mind when I saw that some firefighters in Santa Cruz had their vehicle broken into, their wallet stolen, and their credit cards used and their identity taken. And of course, if that was less than $950, that's not a crime in California, or at least it won't be punished as one.
Yeah, they drained somebody's bank account too, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the fire captain.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that interesting? You go, let's see, is that $950 per vent or per week? Maybe I can just keep set up an account that will dribble it out in chunks of $949.
The thing that I find interesting about this is how brazen they are about it. I saw some activist out of Chicago that got out there and wanted to know why anybody would resist the looting. She thinks that if you don't like the looting, that's tough. If they're going to go get the Gucci stuff and the Louis Vuitton stuff and all the other stuff, that's just tough. All of these, this is all just material goods. All of these guys are insured, so this should be okay. And this comes from this attitude that as long as you don't steal $951 worth of stuff on a given day, you're okay. That's not something we're going to prosecute. And the problem with this is that it's not going to be the blue cities where this will be resisted. It, when the copycats come and they're in the red cities and they start trying this stuff, and then,
oh my gosh,
then there's going to be a serious backlash. It's already happening. It's not making it in the media, but wherever the Antifa types show up, they get whenever they show up in a red town, they sort of get black and blue.
Well, they tried it at Sturgis once.
Yeah.
The biker rally, some guy kicked a bike.
Yeah.
And the cops literally jumped him to save his life.
Yeah.
To save this protester's life, because the bikers were going, you don't need to do that. We'll fix that, officer.
Yeah.
Well, and yet, behind the scenes, remember, Michael Bloomberg dropped nearly $1 billion on his failed presidential run.
Yeah.
He said he's going to drop at least $60 million to keep Congress in the hands of the Democrats. And it's largely at the hands of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, so we will get exactly more of the same. Pelosi said she wants to see bills that would defund the police.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. This is the thing. Whenever you hear that Bloomberg's going to drop money, just remember what Bloomberg's money will pay for. It will pay for advertising. And it will pay it pays the salaries of the people in the campaigns that he's given the money to.
Right.
And that's all it is.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we've already seen, you know, with like Jeb Bush put $150 million into his campaign against Trump. Never polled over 4%.
Wow. But Bill, I'm so glad you brought that up because I'd forgotten that. And see, the magic is to keep these facts in perspective. And for that, you need to know more facts, not less. Bill brought up something really important that there are people who, Bloomberg himself, dropped $1 billion Did he ever pull more than 10%? I don't.
He won American Samoa. He did. He won American Samoa. I don't understand that. I guess and that was in the Democratic primary. He won American Samoa. And but I mean, money doesn't buy. I mean, Trump got outspent 3-1 by Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And I mean, with the grassroots thing in Colorado, when they went after those two senators and expanded to 3, right, they were getting outspent 20-1. Bloomberg was in there. Bloomberg's money was there. Most of the time, yep, Bloomberg's money gets wasted.
Yeah.
His batting record is not very, his batting average is not very good.
Well, and Bill, that's wildly heartening. Thank you. Because when I read the Democrat Party platform, I mean, they've just completed their 3 nights of their virtual conference.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it against the honest citizens who own guns? I mean, you know, mandatory gun confiscation, an idea so popular that we need to do it with armed men in the middle of the night.
Yeah, wow. Well, the only problem is that they can't have it both ways. They can't defund the police and then have armed gun confiscation. I don't know how that's going to work. That would be such a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
Just on the logistics side. Then in the practical side, you know, after 2 or 3 of these little bands of gun confiscation runs that they make, when most of them don't come back, and the ones that do come back, we only know they came back because they're in the hospital. I mean, we already see the Ferguson effect as far as policing going on right now. How do you think that would play?
I hope that the police unions would have enough sense to say, no, Mr. Mayor, we won't do that.
Yeah, they're backing Trump in New York. That's got to be a first. Yeah, the New York police, NYPD is backing Trump. So
when will they stop enforcing gun control?
We got to do one thing at a time. We're asking them to chew bubble gum and walk already. We can't put too much on them. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says Mayor Ted Wheeler in Portland cares more about fighting with President Trump than ending violence in his city.
We're dealing with a mayor who hates President Trump more than he loves the people in Portland. And he doesn't care about peace if he thinks he can score cheap political points on the president.
The violence continuing in Portland over the weekend when a supporter of President Trump's was shot and killed. Speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is not doing his job in stopping violence.
He doesn't want to shed light. He wants to generate heat, and he's stroking violence in our cities.
The former vice president speaking at an old steel mill plant in Pennsylvania, not taking any questions. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Laura still affecting folks in Louisiana. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Thousands of people in Louisiana still have no power days after Hurricane Laura. More than 350,000 people with no electricity. Water systems serving over 150,000 people aren't working either.
With a little more on this story, Louisiana resident Heather Trahan says people are helping out in her state.
A little girl helped me and told me thank you so much. As she and her boyfriend, who is 19, slept on the Papa John's parking lot with nothing but a bag of clothes, nothing, I knew that it wasn't time for me to stop helping.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, a federal judge can examine the Justice Department's decision to move to drop the criminal case against President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. That's according to a U.S. appeals court. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. You're speaking with Rob Morse as we look over the tundra that is the United States today, as Wisconsin is, I guess, current Kenosha.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. In order to have a successful riot, you need to have first gone to the polls and elected a city council, a mayor, that will, preferably a district attorney too, maybe with some help from Michael Bloomberg or George Soros, who will not prosecute criminals who violate the peace and put citizens at risk. And once you've done that, you've set the stage to have your city burned. Is that really what you want?
Are they completely Democratic in Kenosha?
Yeah.
I don't know that much about Kenosha.
It used to be a working class town, but it's become increasingly leftist. Bill, you said it yourself. They're not going to try this stuff in Plano, Texas.
No.
It was self-correcting in Sturgis, South Dakota.
They tried it in Austin.
Say where?
Well, you saw what happened in Austin, Texas.
Yes.
With the Air Force service member that had the AK sort of aimed at him.
Well, now here's what's interesting. If you walk up to a car and you have the firearm pointed down and you walk up to a car, you're pointing your rifle at the occupant. Yep. It may be at his backside. It may be to his legs. And that's assault. That's aggravated assault.
Yep.
I mean, it goes way beyond brandishing.
Yep.
You've pointed a loaded firearm at somebody. Now, the tragic part of this, and I have to add it, you know, to the, as we spoke earlier, where will new gun owners get training? Earlier, the man carrying the rifle in Austin said, oh, the people we're trying to stop on the street are a bunch of word I can't repeat on.
Yep, I know which word he used, yep.
And then he found one who wasn't.
Yeah.
he found someone who said, that's a lethal threat. I have to defend myself or I could get killed. Don't people who are educated in the gun community try and keep their guns out of sight almost all the time unless it has to be used?
Yep.
They hate using it as a symbol of intimidation. I just got through reviewing the article of Dean Weingarten, and I don't remember, I think it was in St. Louis, under an overpass where a bunch of protesters were dashing in front of vehicles and presenting weapons, and I'm just thinking they're begging to get killed.
Well, not only that, if you present a weapon and you're coming up face to face with, like in the case of what you're talking about, if you're coming up face to face with a pickup truck, you know, we already, as gun owners, as gun carriers, we know that anybody inside, on foot inside of 21 feet could be a serious number on us if we don't already have the gun up and out.
Right.
Now, for these guys who don't know this, who are gun owners, but they don't know this, they obviously are unaware of the Tuler drill.
They're assuming, oh, but I didn't point it at him with my finger on the trigger yet.
Yeah.
No, that's, well, in any other jurisdiction, they'd be brought up on criminal charges. They'd be having this education with their lawyer in a jail cell, except this is St. Louis, where the prosecutor was bought and paid for by George Soros.
Yeah.
Tragic. Tragic.
But the problem becomes, if somebody pulls a gun on me, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to go the other way. If they pursue me, I'm going to kill them. I'm not going to give them that many chances as that pickup truck. And the pickup truck driver, I get it. There's a psychological thing about us to where killing another human being should be abhorrent to us.
Right.
Right. It should be an abhorrence for us to consider it. However, I've seen too many of these things go south the wrong way really quick because nobody sat around and said, this is serious. And I cannot sit back. And, you know, and the big difference is like, Nick Melly, Clackamas Mall,
right.
Oregon. He heard gunshots. He didn't think twice about it. He got in a position of cover and had an advantage. He faced the shooter. The shooter exited stage right and killed himself with his his stolen AR-15. He didn't sit there and debate himself over it. And these people that are just trying to get around or something, somebody pulls a gun on you. I don't know what the gun holder's intent is, but with some of these yahoos that can get, some of these guys seem like they're sort of excitable. That's a really irresponsible thing to do. And I'm not willing to extend to them because they're irresponsible. I'm not willing to sit back and go, they're just overly emotional. I'm not going to do anything. No, I've got grandbabies that I like to bounce and play with, and I've got things I like to film, and I've got classes I want to take. And these guys don't get to deny me this because they're all jacked up.
Here's my related fear.
Sure.
Fortunately, the incident we're talking about that Dean did a great job describing, please go find his articles at Ammo Land. That driver was eventually, after several attempts, able to back out of the situation. If there's somebody six car lengths behind him who sees people jump in front of him and present a firearm to the driver, if that were me, I might say, oh, no, they've they've brought lethal force to bear, and I just put my foot down, and bodies are flying everywhere, and a mile and a half down the road, I'll pull over and say, my insurance agent is the second one I call, and 911 is first to tell the police how I was assaulted.
Right.
You and I fear that we'd be railroaded by the DA that was letting those protests, who wouldn't charge the protesters.
Well, where I live, that wouldn't happen. Probably where you live, that wouldn't happen. So,
no.
We do have that advantage, but it's gonna come down, I think, to this reminds me of airland battle doctrine. This was the doctrine we used during the Cold War, because the airland battle doctrine indicated that there would just be a series of circular battles occurring around us. I don't expect to see Antifa come into Nebraska. Or South Carolina, or Louisiana, for that matter. And so it's beginning. I just don't get these guys and all this other stuff. But, some of this stuff that's out there, it's beginning to push the edge of the envelope. Tell everybody how they find you, please, sir.
I produce self-defense gun stories. Once a week, we look at how Grandma did the right thing with a gun and saved her and her family. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. And my blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing goes up at Clash Daily and at Amaland. Once a week, I'm here with Bill and the Ninjas on Lock and Load.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at Franklin Armory. We are speaking with Rob Morse as we are poring over certain things and all other stuff across the nation's fruited plain.
This is a little niche article I want to bring to your attention. If you really want to understand gun control in the United States and how the NRA played forces, you could say, both for good and ill. My friend John Richardson, a wonderful writer, a good scholar, is running articles along with Neil Knox. That's the son of
Jeff Knox.
Jeff Knox, the son of Neil Knox.
Yeah.
His blog is called No Lawyers, Only Guns and Money. And he's going back to look really at the formation of the Institute for Legislative Action at the National Rifle Association. And that was where the NRA for the first time said, yeah, you know, we really should do more than have people shoot a target and mail it in and we'll give them a score. No, we need to lobby for the right to keep and bear arms. You and I could now argue that with the internet, we don't need firearms competitions being run by the NRA ever again. There are other organizations that will can produce range officers and firearms instructors, but is there anybody else that can argue in front of the legislature like the NRA?
The problem with the NRA, okay, is that when they are good, they're really good. It's just that for a very long time, they haven't been very concerned
right
with being very good. And they've gotten caught up, or they seem to have gotten caught up. And I mean, I hate that it is the way that it is. But they seem to, some of them have seem to have forgotten that it's not about them.
Right.
It's, you know, they are there to further a cause, and the cause has nothing to do with them.
It's amazing that we had presidents of the NRA who essentially gave up their daytime job to run the organizations, yet the executive vice presidents skimmed millions of dollars for their personal gain. That seems criminal to me.
Yeah. So, with the NRA, if the NRA were to get their collective stuff together, the problem is they've squandered so much credibility. Well, I mean, the money part of it is bad enough, but the other part that they have squandered, which is much harder to get back, is the credibility. They have squandered so much political capital simply because, you know, they wanted to have nice things.
Well,
nice places to go, nice suits to wear, that kind of thing. So
nice.
It would be really nice.
This is on the side.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the organizations that are still existent out there, like Gun Owners of America, is pretty good, except they cannot do it on the scale that the NRA can. Second Amendment Foundation, their whole mission is completely different. They go do the lawsuits. They've got the whole team to do it. They're very, very good at it, and they throw them out there all the time. And it happens all the time, and it's not really their mission to do this. So,
I don't think that the existing management of the NRA can recover their reputation. You'd have to come in with new management. As one friend of mine said, we distrust the management of the NRA, and now it's embarrassing that they're using the money I donated to defend themselves from corruption charges when, as my friend said, and I think they're probably guilty.
Right.
That hurts doubly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is some good news, which we have to cover before we go. Well, is this good news?
Well, that's
The Illinois State Police, the chief executive of the Illinois State Police said, yeah, we should be sued. Why? Well, because we have 30 days in Illinois to reply to a firearms owner ID application, which you need before you can even touch a gun in a gun store or buy ammunition. And I think within that 30-day window, they give themselves 14 days to run the background check. And it's running months. And there are now 140,000 FOID card applications that are in a backlog, as well as many, many more when you want to buy a gun or, I'm fine. I just moved. My address changed. Just process the address change, please. No, it takes months. There's arguments about whether the state police have been told to slow roll this. There have been arguments, valid ones, perhaps, where the police say, we're trying, but the legislators stole $30 million of the money we were supposed to use to process these applications, and now we don't have that to pay payroll for the people that we need to process the applications. They've been sued before. They're being sued again and again, the latest by the Second Amendment Foundation that you mentioned.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer to some of this stuff is.
I think a judge, hopefully a judge will finally say, wait a minute, you've told them they need this. You've told them that you're going to violate the law. The delay times are growing and moving out, and there's nothing that restrains the legislature from doing this. You know what? A judge could, if it were any other subject of interest, say, I'll solve this. I'll take the money. You in the state police now report to me. We're going to process the applications. I'll take it under my supervision because you're violating the rights of Illinois citizens. If it were education, that's what they do. If it were schools or health care, that's what they do. They'd appoint a special master who has control of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some rights are more equal than others.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm waiting for all of these blue cities to see the blue cities that are not New York and the entire state of California.
Okay.
New York is done.
Yep.
They're out there. I've seen some people saying, don't worry, if the rich people don't come back to New York, we'll fill that in with immigrants. Well, yeah, but it's not going to be the same now, is it? Because you've lost captains of industry and a bunch of job makers and financial, you know, captains. And having them, you know, having a bunch of people come in from Armenia is not going to make that much of a difference. And in California, the entire state is, you know, they are divesting businesses and the middle class at a wild rate. And these people in places like New Jersey and Chicago and or the entire state of Illinois, all these others, they'll be next. And they're just going to figure it out. And these people that come to freedom need to embrace it.
Right.
They need to embrace the freedom anyway. One more time real quick before we run out of time. Where can I find you?
I write at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Try and get a couple articles a week. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That's a snack food of a podcast, 15 to 20 minutes. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Amaland. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. And once a week, I get to be with the ninjas here on Lock and Load Radio. Thank you,
yes,
Bill.
Sir.
Dan,
right.
Coming up?
Yes, he is. Coming up next from the truthaboutguns.com. Is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.